turn with me to the Lord's Day number 3, which is questions numbers 6, 7, and 8, and let us read responsively. We're focusing on the first thing we need to know, how great our sin and misery is. Question number 6, did God create man thus wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness, that he might rightly know God, his creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness to praise and glorify him. From where, then, does this depraved nature of man come? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. But are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. This is pretty difficult stuff, isn't it? The natural man says, this is an offense. It offends me to be told the truth about myself. Because we live a deception. The natural man lives a lie, tries to convince himself and everybody else of his wealth or worth, of his goodness. And so when we last week looked at question 5 concerning do we keep God's law perfectly, just the command to love God and love our neighbor, and the statement is, no, I'm prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor, that's offensive to admit. That in my heart of hearts, apart from Christ, I am a hateful person. But in Adam, as we read, because of the fall, question number 7, and the disobedience of our first parents, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. Why such negativity? Why is that important? At least the writers of the Catechism thought it was important to go negative first, and then to do what? To be able to speak positively of the grace of God in Christ. In order for us to truly be thankful for what we have in Christ, we have to know what it is that we have or don't have apart from Christ. Notice also what's mentioned is it that God created us good. God created man, Adam and Eve, good, and after his own image. That he created them in righteousness and true holiness. I don't know if you ever thought about that, but Adam and Eve were holy. Though they were physically naked, yet they were clothed in righteousness and in holiness. And it wasn't until they lost that when they fell that truly their nakedness was observed. The wonderful thing is, in Christ, we have clothing that is non-perishable, that doesn't get dirty, that doesn't disappear. It's called the righteousness of Christ. Scripture describes it as a robe, the most beautiful white robe without any spot, without any wrinkle or any such thing. In Christ, you are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. But in order to be clothed, question number 8 says, we must be born again by the Spirit of God. It is the work of God who brings us to life, who gives us a new nature, who applies the righteousness of Christ to us and clothes us in that righteousness. And so it is important Just like if you had cancer, it would be important for the doctor to tell you about it in order to attempt to treat it. So it is important for us to go negative first in order for us to be able to seek the cure, the solution, the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.